Today's devotional is based on Romans 10, verses 1 to 13, and it was written by the Reverend Elizabeth Wallace. The word is near you, on your lips, and in your heart. In the movie You've Got Mail, there's a line in which the main character, the owner of a bookshop, says, "When you read a book as a child, it becomes a part of your identity in a way that no other reading in your whole life does." As a child, in the evenings, I would watch my parents and sister read and become entranced by the words on the page. Ever since I myself learned to read, I've been transfixed by the power of words. I remember going into my older sister's room, when she was away at a friend's house, to read not her diary, but her Bible. I knew there was something special about those words in particular, and I couldn't get enough of them. In Jeremiah 31:33, God talks about the new covenant that will be written on the hearts of God's people. This new covenant won't be engraved on tablets of stone, but engraved on our hearts. When Scripture becomes part of our daily life, it shows up at unexpected times. We might find ourselves reciting a familiar psalm as we wait for results at the doctor's office. We might hear the words of 1 Corinthians 13 when we are feeling impatient and unkind. And these words from Romans 10 remind us that God is close at hand, and the Word of God can be in our hearts and on our lips at all times. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your word in Scripture. May it guide and direct us during these 40 days of Lent. Help us to keep your word in our hearts and on our lips. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen.